Conspiracy theories are causing a lot of damage, but how did they migrate into the mainstream? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Christina Cliff, assistant professor of political science and security studies at Franklin Pierce University, looks into this question.
My interest in and research on the topic of white supremacy and the spread of conspiracy theories began during my days as a grad student in Idaho. But the topic has taken on new urgency in recent years, as conspiracy thinking has migrated from the fringes and into the American political and media mainstream. Through a series of interviews with white supremacists, a review of their web pages and promotional writings, I've seen their viewpoints on the Great Replacement or white genocide theory and other conspiracies catch on and move to the center stage of our national conversation. A review of the data often cited by these groups, such as U.S. demographic trends, voting patterns, and the 1965 Immigration and Nationality Act, illustrates how conspiracy theories are created by cherry-picking and distorting data. I've also found that while the more popular conspiracies themselves have largely remained the same, they've gained significant traction in the mainstream. Because of this, we have seen a destructive impact, as many of these conspiracies have been cited by perpetrators of recent mass shootings. They've also managed to influence many different aspects of society, including perceptions of trust in government, confidence in news media, as well as driving views about topics such as abortion, birth control, interracial relationships, and LGBTQ+ rights, just to name a few. Politicians, talk show hosts, and others have latched onto these theories to grow audiences and gain support, making conspiracy theories part of our national lexicon. The chaos that this creates has become a larger security concern. As pundits and elected officials use these issues to stir the pot, while others push back against these beliefs, our country's enemies love seeing the chaos that ensues. Ultimately, this gives them even more fuel to promote division in the U.S.
That was Christina Cliff of Franklin Pierce University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.